Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Star 94.
Star Report with Jen Hobby.
The hottest new romance rumor in Hollywood is J-Lo and, get this, Kevin Costner. According to sources, these two met while they were both vacationing in Aspen. They had a great time connecting. And supposedly, he sent her flowers and champagne following that. And they've been talking every day. J-Lo and Kevin Costner. Is this really happening? I like it. I like it a lot. All right, up next, get ready for a Justin Bieber comeback in 2025. According to sources, Biebs needs the money, and he's ready to get back to work. He's reportedly hired a new lawyer because he owes AEG a significant amount of money after having to cancel his tour in 2022 due to health reasons. Justin Bieber is eyeing a comeback through a new album and a new tour. And finally, reality TV star Chase Crisley was just accused of slapping a Twin Peaks bar manager in Atlanta. He was described as drunk and belligerent and was arrested on Thursday on suspicion of simple battery. Chase was later released on $10,000 bond. That's your up-to-the-minute scoop. Listen tomorrow morning at 7:15 and 8:15 for the latest in entertainment news with the Star Report.